Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There is a reason we start with Green Day.
Because they rule?
Yep, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, I usually haven't talked up till that point, and then I try to sing along with the Green Day song. Scream at me until my ears bleed. I'm taking it just for you. And I play, like, air bass. So good. God, that band. They just, you know, get your heart pumping. And that's what you need on a Tuesday, because what else is going to motivate you on a Tuesday? Tuesday's, like, the only work day of the week. By Wednesday, you're halfway done. Monday's a washout. We all know that. Thursday is practically Friday. Friday, you're out. Tuesday, get her done.
It's quite the view on life you have there.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I consider myself somewhat of a realist. Tuesday's the day. If you got something to do, do it on Tuesday. Okay. God knows it's my jam-packed day. It is definitely Bryn's and my longest work day.
Mm-hmm.
My big day is tomorrow, so today for me is...
You got to drive. You got a big drive tomorrow.
It's weird. I haven't been up to the city since I took just a drive to see what it was like up there.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any really sort of...
agenda.
Mission in mind. Right. I basically went up and back without really getting out of the car.
Yep.
But I got like three things to do lined up.
Good. That's good.
I got to figure out how to do them all without my car getting broken into and having all the expensive equipment stolen.
Maybe pick up the equipment last. Jesus.
I got this. Well, I'm bringing equipment up though too. So I got to
sure.
get rid
gotta
of
get
the
get
equipment. Go run my errands. Come back and get my new equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't trust that city for 1 second anymore. No. Sorry. Not
you know,
one.
What isn't even funny is that, you know, it's a big drive. It is a long way. And you used to drive that every single day.
I'd like, do it again if that's what it came to.
It's just funny how differently we treat our commutes to places that we would actually just go to. Like, it's, I guess because it's... part of your routine, and we do it at 4 a.m.
Well, the weird thing in my mind has been just simply, yeah, I did it daily, and now I'm like, boy, I gotta get ready. I got a whole thing. I got a big trip.
It's a big trip.
I got a big trip, everyone. Right. I gotta make sure, am I gassed up?
Yep.
Do I have everything? Do I have some snacks? Stupid.
Gotta have some snacks. I mean, God knows you'll get hungry on a 2-hour drive. I mean, it's a long way. I'm gonna meet you guys there.
What?
Yep, I haven't
seen
you.
We're all going to break our quarantine?
We're not going to break our quarantine. We're going to have masks on, and we're going to remain at least 6 to 10 feet apart. But I have, I got packages for all of you.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yep, that's right, Vinny. More stuff.
And then what are you picking up new equipment, too?
No, but I'm going to pick... Well, am I, Bryn?
No, not yet.
Not yet, okay. No, well, we're going to have to do an install here anyway, but... No, I'm going to start cleaning out the office.
Yeah, I was going
to,
I don't know.
And I wanted to see you guys. I just feel like, F it, you're all going to be in the same place. I want to go see you.
Yeah, but what if we tackle you and dogpile you? You're going to be like, no, you're giving me coronavirus.
Is that your plan?
Sure.
You're going to tackle me and dogpile me?
Probably.
Give it away. No.
Stop it.
I think that's probably tackle how me. That's going to go. And we'll get Brian
I'll
to jump
allow
on
it. I'm... oh my God!
Let's play
the end
football.
Of that pile.
Fumble!
I know. Get her! I just, honest to God, when you guys were talking about it the other day, I go, "Well, I got stuff I could mail to them, but why don't I just bring it to them, and then I can pack up some boxes of my own? I just have a few things there I want to grab."
Oh, I think you'd have a lot of things. I mean, you were there. Uninterrupted for 23 years.
I know. 24 years.
We were in the other building for a little while, but either way, whatever the amount of time is, I was gone for 7 years or whatever it was. So
still, you know, you've got stuff there too. I'm going to just bring a couple boxes, and I definitely have some cards and letters that I have pinned up that have meant things to me over the years, and I might go ahead and steal that Sarah and Vinny
if you don't, I'm
photo.
Going to, so you better do it.
Yeah, there's a... we talked about this recently, but there's a gift hanging on the wall there that we liked it so much. I'm like, we should leave it here. It's so perfect and beautiful. But if they're going to clear everything out, then I want to
Yeah, I don't want it down in the cage storage area for the net, you know, in 10 years.
Or packed in a box, right.
The new morning show goes, who are these clowns?
Right. Let's drop kick this.
Let's hope that's 20 years. I take that back. In 20 years, the new morning show says, who are these kooks?
It's funny. I think this job keeps us, like, it certainly makes me read way more than I would, because I just like to read for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like reading is great for my brain, and, you know, it keeps us in the loop, Finn.
Oh, of course.
So. Keeps us in the loop, Brinny. Don't laugh at that. You're going to be looking for things to keep you in the loop at some point.
You're such a goof.
24 years this February is the Sarah and Vinny show. That's how old we are. And actually, technically, we did a year in Philly, too, so
yeah,
it's like our 25th year. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I know.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad that you're coming there. I didn't expect it to go down that way, but...
You think you'll be here around 11 or so?
I'm telling you. It's like, oh, I got a trip. I've got to get ready. I put aside the little things that I have to go back on the outside of this equipment, and then... I don't know. I went and found my card key. Is that even still going to work?
Oh, shoot.
I don't know if that's going to work.
You know what? Bryn will let us in.
Mm-hmm. Well, how's Bryn going to get in?
Bryn's got ways.
Yeah, ways,
yeah. He knows the side hatch code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have Nicole stay after. Stay an extra
hour. Yeah.
Nicole's like, oh, great.
Nicole said she would. Nicole said she would. I already asked her if she would, because she's going to help me. Yeah, she's going to help me go through some of the stuff and figure out what we want to keep.
It's a party.
It is. It's going to be a morning show. We're actually going to see each other. It'll have been 39 weeks and 3 days.
Through masks and from 10 feet apart, but sure.
Yep. I mean, the space is big enough for the four of us since nobody else is here.
Oh, my God. Totally. It'll be fine. Don't tell anyone, though.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Keep this a secret, guys.
Let's keep this a secret. That we're going to go in.
Great.
I was thinking, though, that we, you know, it would be fun to get some social distance pictures, but I don't know, who's going to take those. And
a timer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay, a timer.
The Apple Watch does that, you know.
Mm-hmm. But how, you know, it'll have to be really far away from us, because we'll all be standing quite a distance apart.
Yeah, in order to get it, it'd have to be across the room.
Yeah.
We'll do it outside in front of the building, like, you know, this might be the last time we set foot in that building. So, it might be. So anything you really want, Vin, you should bring an extra box and just toss some stuff in there. I got a bunch of games in there. I got all kinds of crap in that place.
Yeah, I don't have quite as much stuff piled up, but I will get whatever. I don't know what I left, but it's whatever it is. I'll get it. I'm not going to leave it just for people to throw away.
No,
it's
I know.
Pointless. I'm pretty sure I brought my headphones home, so whatever's there is minor.
Oh, that's right. Headphones and stuff, too. I have a ton of headphones there.
Oh, you do?
Well, I buy the ones that we use for the guests and stuff, the nice Sonys. So I guess I should take... Should I take those, too?
They're just going to get pushed out into the building and used by other DJs if you don't.
Yeah, I think I'll grab them.
When that's going to happen, though. So
Always bring them back.
That's true.
You know? Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll keep everything boxed up, and, you know, in case we move to, because at some point I assume we're moving to another office, and, you know, whatever. We can speculate all day. Anyway, it's going to be great to see you guys. Really, I'm actually, as soon as I sort of made the decision in my head, I was like, oh my God, I'm actually going to physically see them.
It's
going to be amazing.
Very weird.
Do not look at my butt.
What?
Oh, we're going to look right at.
No, I'm going to. God damn! Now I got to think about what I'm going to wear.
A moo-moo.
That's what I was thinking too, Sarah.
Yeah, I think it was
a moo-moo. One of those parachute-like looking.
You're just a large tent-like dress.
There
moo-moo.
You go.
Or I'll wear a moo-moo.
Yeah, or a big sweater because it's cold. You know, it's winter.
Sure.
Yeah.
And some snow pants. I should probably wear those too.
You know, that
boots
does not help the size of anybody's butt. Snow pants.
Yeah, but it's like, what, you know, someone has to go, well, she is wearing snow pants, you know.
Maybe it's the pants.
Maybe it's just the pants. Probably just the pants, right? I'll wear that giant jacket. I should put my parka. I haven't worn my parka in forever.
You know, just for the record, you are normal. The whole world, not country, the whole world feels heavy.
Yeah.
There's nothing new there. No. And my wife runs like a lunatic and still feels like her body hasn't been hers. Since the first kid.
Right. Well, that's what happens. You know, you hit a certain age and you have a bunch of kids and then you're just like,
but the
this has gotten away
from
me.
On top of that, you know, with the snacking.
I know, it's
and the
just,
sitting.
I just, well, whatever, right.
Everybody's got it. Is the
I
point.
Suppose if you were to dump me as a friend because my ass got huge, you know, that what kind of friend would you be? Who needs a friend like that?
I think more people would go like, yeah, I want a friend with that girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big butts are in, man. You're
I
right
like
where you need to be.
Big butts that I get online.
Yeah. What are you worried about?
Nothing, I guess. Just my little insecurities.
A texter's asking if you're going to wear a bra when you come in.
Oh, that's actually doubtful, but, well, you know, maybe I will for old time's sake.
Oh, boy.
You know, every time I go into the station, I'll put one on. It's not that I haven't worn one at all, because occasionally you have to for certain shirts. John's like, put a bra on. I'm like, all
oh,
right.
Oh, boy, John.
All right, dear. I'll do it.
Got to be careful when you got a hot wife. You got to let her know.
Yeah, you know, you got to cover up the headlights. I mean, you know, there's certain shirts you can just look in the mirror and go, that needs a bra. I'm going to need to.
Yeah, but you didn't say that. He did.
Nah, but I've said it too, you know. He doesn't say it the way I just imitated him. You know how I have voices for everyone.
Uh-huh.
I already did say it like that.
Uh-huh.
Put a bra on, you slut.
Come oh, on. Man, he didn't say that.
I know. He thought it, though. It'd be fine.
Well, anyway, he was there for your whole life, so
he
whatever he
there was
thinks
no hiding
or knows
who
of
I
you.
Was from mm-hmm. John. It's, you know, he married me and he knew me for reals.
Yeah, that's serious.
Yep.
I have a big empty that I. By the way, if you know my wife, I'm not asking you to fill in the blanks, but I have a lot of blanks, that, and I'm happy for them. Like, good for her. She had her thing. I don't want to know.
I don't.
You know what I mean?
No. No, I do know. Unfortunately for her, there's no way she can avoid, you know, you've pretty much put your whole history out here on the air.
Yeah, but it's you know,
you
a drunken puke history is nothing to be, you know, for her. She's like, so you sat on the locked yourself in your house and drank? Okay.
That's not the part I'm talking about.
What other part is there?
Well, there's shed.
Oh! The long list we lost.
That yeah. It's not long, actually. It's rather tame,
the
considering
lady in the public bathroom. The girl
yeah, I was
in, the
in high school. High
yeah.
school.
Yeah, no.
An
I'm,
older lady wanted to
I'm
do
not
me,
quantifying
and I didn't have any
where
place to take her, so we went
things.
To the Deerfield pool.
And who was with you? Some other
bathrooms.
And where you lost your virginity in a treehouse. I mean, there's just a lot. She knows a lot about.
Well,
like, do you know her lost your virginity story?
What's that?
Do you know her lost your virginity story?
No. Oh, hers? No.
Yes. Oh,
no.
My God. That is amazing. How does anyone not ask, how did you lose your virginity? I don't understand.
You know,
that's,
she's...
You're
she's
amazing. A, you are, you're like, you're a locked box, man.
She's... I'm a locked box?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Because you have thrown away every key in the world. Like, you, it's unbelievable. You that you could lock off that part of your... Like, I would never... be with someone I didn't know how they lost their virginity. I don't know. It's like one of the get to know you questions.
She may have said it. I don't
oh
know.
Oh my God. It's locked in a smaller box inside the locked box.
I'm just saying that those are some things that I don't deal with well. I'm not comfortable listening to, you know, that's not something I like. I know there are people out there who I dated a girl who was a shrink, and she's like, I want to know everything, and was ready to ask me every question.
But then also wanted to tell you everything.
Right.
That's why people ask those questions a lot of times, because they want to lay it all out.
And
I know yours. You have to know mine.
Right. And I don't need to know that.
I don't know.
It's all right.
I guess, you know, and maybe it's a girl thing. I want to know everything, every detail, everything.
Of John's history?
Everybody's everyone I meet, tell me all the stuff.
Well, I like that as well. I'm known as someone who asks questions,
but yes,
of
I don't
my partner.
I would also want to know, I don't know, and if something, God forbid, happened to John and I started dating again, I would 100% first night, how'd you lose your virginity? Tell me about it. I mean, even if we're in our 50s.
Listen to you.
It's still...
You're so funny. You know what? It's been a long time since you've dated. You wouldn't get to that the first night.
Oh, I would.
And you'd have, you
Come
think.
On. That's
you...
fun. That's funny. Especially right. for old people to discuss. I assume I'm dating old people.
As soon as you start going places like that, you're bringing the conversation a direction that you probably, well, you'd need to know you're headed to sexual conversation as an umbrella. I think the first night you're probably going to just hang.
So I don't get to do it with a person. I mean, I'm 50. Can I just do it with a person?
I'm just trying to say you might not want to.
Oh. Well, if I do, all right. So you're saying if I want to, I should ask that question.
Then you can open the sex discussion and then it will go where it goes. And if he's a boy, then it's going to go. Mm. Oh, you brought up sex? Okay. I'd love to talk about that. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so I got to keep that in mind.
She goes, I assume we're going to do it, but you don't seem like you ever want to do it.
Yeah.
Well, somebody knew. You'd be all excited, wouldn't you?
John!
I'm being realistic.
You're really
here.
Selling marriage right now.
Listen, I do him on the regular.
I'll
be getting sick of that this new guy, too, really fast.
Oh,
but I assume I'm going to want to do like right if I'm putting myself out there today.
Yes, there's no doubt that new feeling is like
sure, it's the whole thing. It's why John and I role play. So there was someone new. It's great.
Role play,
dude. It's fun, you know. And you're banging someone else.
All right.
Your husband, boring. some dude named Troy.
Troy.
I don't know what his new name is going to be. Whatever.
Right.
He sounds like a Greek god, doesn't he?
Troy.
Let's go for it. I don't know what his name. Blaze. What is his name?
You're the one. You're telling us about it.
Well, give me
what
some ideas
do you
for this
yell
weekend.
When you're getting banged by a
you
random
tell me.
Guy.
You tell me a good name, and I'll use it this weekend.
I'm fond of Frank.
Oh, Frank it is. I don't want to bang you, Frank. Hey, Frank. Hey, get up off the couch. Put that beer down.
Ah, jeez, this is funny.
I need to get done. Yeah. Is it funny or is it tragic? I don't know. It's one of those.
I need
Lucky
to
for
get
John,
done.
We'll never be.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to ask my wife if she's ever said that. That's quite the sentence. I need to get done.
Listen, don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
I know, dude. Oh, God.
I've said that. I need to get done.
She's a pretty mellow person. I trust that the decisions she made were not like drunken, foolish, stupid, idiot
you know what?
Stuff
that
I
is
grew
the,
up doing.
That's the image you should hold in your head.
Right.
And don't ask any questions.
Right. And she, you know what part of it is, too?
What?
This is what I believe. She's either sworn the people she knows to complete silence, or there's less back there than because nothing's fallen out of anybody's mouth, and I don't want it to. Don't
Trina,
call me. Trina, or anybody else. But rumors follow people. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Even if it's an accidental over a dinner, like oh, remember that time? Oops. You know, whatever.
Maybe she just got a really good, close-knit circle of friends. Sounds like they're all still
and
pretty
tight. And has threatened
tight.
Them, you know, threatened their lives.
You don't have to threaten them. I'm not going to go running around telling the sexual details of all. I know a lot about all my girlfriends, but do I bring it up around their husbands? No.
You do?
Every girl does. Everyone does.
You know
stuff about dudes, too.
Hold on. Do you think you know stuff about Marianne that Pat doesn't know?
From a feeling standpoint, I think I do. I know some stuff about Marianne. We've had, you know,
what do you
I've
mean from a
her...
feeling standpoint? I'm not sure I understand that.
I know how she felt about certain people.
Oh, shoot.
And I think that that's, you know, I don't know
like
if that
an
would
ex
be
that she was really lost over
the one
or
that got
like
away.
That.
I don't, well, I mean, look, she's with the guy that she wants to be with. Let's
right.
put it that way.
Sure.
And that's how she, you know, she had other options. Well, she's married. Have you seen her?
I have seen her, yes.
I mean, she's in her mid-50s and is still glorious with a huge, you know, flowing mane of Farrah Fawcett hair.
No,
God's
I'm
sake.
Familiar. I am
Chick's
familiar.
She's beautiful. Sometimes I look, I have a couple really cute friends and, you know, and my hair is all chopped off and gray and they're all dressed up all cute and stuff. And I'm like, well, I'll just be your chaperone. I'll be the little old lady that takes you around. But one of them did call me adorable this past weekend. That made me happy.
Oh, that's nice. Well, don't sell yourself short. You're the loud drunk chick.
That is true, Vinny. That's true. I'm hardly anyone's chaperone. I forgot about that part.
Duh.
No, they're both big drinkers, too. I've actually been the soberish one. You know.
What?
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to hang with people who can roll with you. Nobody who rolls too, like Danielle, who I adore. Sometimes I'm like, I can't keep up. I'm tapping out. I'm out. Can't do it.
Yeah, she has...
She has stamina, is what she has. That girl
well,
is...
Well, she also, you know, she's
party goals,
a burner, among other things. So
oh,
the
burners must be so bummed this year, huh? Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. God. I would guess.
Everybody missed out on something this year.
Where are they going to take LSD? Duh.
I guess at home, right? Maybe black out that week and you just say, you know, personal home Burning Man.
It can't be the same in the backyard as it is out in the middle of nowhere.
I wouldn't think. You know, there's no desert to wander.
Geez, look at Bryn.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Finally be in time for once.
Well, I thought it was like...
Well, actually,
we're not on time. On time is 6 a.m. It's never... We never hit that. KLLZ, KLLZ, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.